Is daf chaf hey. We're talking about different scenarios of what to do with when the woman, the husband, was mefer, the woman's nazirus, so the nazirus falls away. What happens with any animals that may have been set aside or money that was set aside? So the Mishnah went through that and the Gemara went through a lot of that. So now we're in the last line of chaf dalad amr beis, where it quotes from the Mishnah, Hayula maustu mim yiflu linadavam. Let's say she sets aside money without designating where the money is going to go, but this is the overall money she's going to use for all her various karbanos. And then the husband's made for the nether. So all those monies can be used for a nedava. She could buy a carbon and bring it as a nedava to the base of Mikdash.
I think this is a different Mishnah.
Different Mishnah? That wasn't our Mishnah?
In Me'ilah.
I thought it's not our Mishnah. Let's see. Oh, you're right. This is quoting the Mishnah in Me'ilah. It's going back in the situation where if the Nazir dies,
and Nazir dies,
and then he has Maus, Stumos, Stumim, so then that money falls to the nedava. Okay, that's the context of the Mishnah. Gemara now says in the top of Chaf Hamad Aleph, "V'halo d'mei chatas n'muravin behen." How could you buy the money that was used? The money was set aside to buy karbanos of a nazir. The karbanos of a nazir consists of an ola, shlamim, and a chatas. How could I now use that money to buy just an adava, just an ola? Isn't there also money of chatas that's within that? And a chatas can money of chatas cannot be used to buy a nadava, to buy an ola. So how is that possible? "V'halo d'mei chatas n'muravin behen." There's d'mei chatas mixed among the money. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan explains halacha hu binazir. It's halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Says Tosfos here. Tosfos says halacha hu binazir. Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim hu distumim yiflu l'nedava. Afa pishu demechatas muravin ben. Even though you're right, in a normal case, a different type of case, if there were to be demechatas mixed in, you couldn't buy a nedava. There's a special halacha Moshe Mitzrayim when it comes to naziris that you can use the mal stumim to be used for a nedava. Okay, special halach Moshe Mitzrayim. Says the Gemara, Reish Lakish Amar, L'chol Nidreim, L'chol Nidvosam Hator Amro. It's a Gzeres HaKasav, not a halach Moshe Mitzrayim, it's a Gzeres HaKasav, that everything for Nidarm, everything for Nidvosam. Torah tells us, Moser Neder, Yihel L'Nidava. The leftover, the surplus from a Neder, and a Nazirus is a type of Neder, can be used for Nidvosam. L'chol Nidreim, all the Nidreim, all the Naziros will say, U'l'chol Nidvosam may be used for Nidava. And that's the drasha of the Reish Lakish. And Tosa just elaborates on this drasha. He says, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Omer, L'chol nidireim, l'chol nidvosim, l'torah amra, Moser neder yihil l'nedavim. L'chol karbanos, nazir, b'neder heim bam, ayideh shenadeh, as we said before, b'nidur, v'afil chatas. Nazirus came about because the individual took upon himself a nether. Nazirus is a specific type of nether. V'svar hu l'okme b'moser kihai, d'bashar moser lo mishkachasam. So now you have, so why are we choosing that's referring to a nazir? Maybe it's a different type of nether that has some leftover. Tosa tells us there's no other example. Nazirus is the only type of nether that can have surplus. There's no other nether. Bishar mosa lo mishkachasla. Why? Dim hefrish maus la'ola. Let's say I have leftover money for, I set aside money for an ola. That was the nether I took. I want to say, harelai ola. Harelai nether. If there's extra, I left set aside money for the ola. V'nisosra. And there's leftover money, shehuzlu habehemos, because then the animal ended up being much cheaper. The cows cost $1,000, I set aside $1,000. 2 weeks later, the animals go down to $900. So now I have $100 of surplus. Yachol hakim hem ola. I could use that extra $100 to use for an ola. V'chein shlamim kamo shehifrish mitchila. There's no other case where you have a chatas that comes as a result of a nether. The only example is nazirus. Okay, so that's what Tosfos explains. So again, the halacha is a person sets aside money, stumim, and the individual dies. That money, even though it's chatas, that's mixed among it, can be used to purchase a nedava, to purchase an ola. Reish Lakish thinks because of a gzeres kasev. Rabbi Yochanan thinks because of halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. So we're now challenging this understanding and says, Bishma, this all makes sense, Rabbi Yochanan, that we're halacha ibn Azir. It comes to Naziris, this is a special halacha Moshe Mitzrayim that we have. Amtu lahachish stumim in mefurash lam. That's why, only when it comes to undesignated money, money that was never designated, the lacha applies. The lacha was very narrow. Lacha told us, mo stumim can be used for nedava, but only stumim. The lacha never told us anything about mufrashim. So let's say I said this money is for chatas, this money is for shlamim, this money is for ola, so maybe I should be able to use this money of chatas also to buy the nedava. That wasn't the lacha Moshe Mitzrayim. But and why don't we say use that chatas for the purpose of a nedava? Because that's not what the halacha told us. The halacha told us was the mesorah is only when it comes to stumim does the halacha mesorah apply. Now it comes to mufarash. The challenge is though, El Reish Lakish, the chol nidreim, the chol nidvosim, is based on exeris kasa that any surplus of nidarim can be used for nidavos. So my yiri stumim, I feel mefrashim. So I set aside money for chatas of a nazir, and the individual dies. So that chatas of a neder should be able to be used for the nidava. Why not?
Because it's still Torah's neder, and we have the gzera shava.
Exactly. So that's the shaila according to Reish Lakish. So Amar Rava explains mefrashim lo matis amra. You can't say that because Kfar Pascha. Once you already decided that this is Vachatas, there's no changing. If there's a Stumim where nothing's decided yet, some money here is going to be Chatas among this. We don't know which ones it is, so then you're able to use it all for the Nedava. But once you designate and you miyache that this money is being used for Chatas, then the Pasuk doesn't apply anymore. Maybe that's part of the statement. Maybe hold on 1 second.
No, Shkvar Pascha.
Shkvar Pascha Tana de Rabbi Shmuel. I have to continue. The Lacha was already Paskin by Rabbi Shmuel. Keep reading now. That's what I thought. Okay, keep reading. Says again, Shkvar Pascha Tana de Rabbi Shmuel. Rak Kadshecha Ashei Elcha V'Nidarecha. The pasuk says that there's a pasuk in appears and looks like in Veschanim. Right. So only your kadshim that are for you and that you made a nether can be brought to the makom. What's this pasuk talking about? This is referring to the vlad, the babies of the animals that were your maktish animal and they had a vlad, or you had a maktish animal, you did tamura, you had tried transferring the kedusha onto another animal that's called tamura. That's what the pasuk is referring to. So, I need to read some Tosos here. So we're saying that you can bring these things, Vlad, you can bring it. So let's continue reading a little bit, and then we'll put it all together. So, Matakantam, what's the fix? Tisa, the rest of the pasuk says, Tisa, Vasel, Amakom, Ashiv, Harshem. You should bring it to the place Hashem chose, namely Yishalayim. Yachol, Ya'alim, Leves, Abachira. One might think, bring them, have them ascend to the base of Achira, to the Makam Hamikdash, and hold back water and food from them until they die. Tamalomar Vasis Olosecha Habasir Adam. You should do with it, this is the next pasuk here, you should do with it, with the meat and the blood. Lomelcha to tell me, Kederach Shatanoig Ba'ola, the whatever you do with the ola, you shecht, you bring the blood on this bech, ata nahog, nahog b'timurasa. You should do the same thing with the timura. Again, we're going to put this all together. Kederach sh'ata nahog b'shlamim, nahog b'vlad esem. And however you do with a shlamim, you should do the same thing with a vlad. Yachal af, vlad chatas of timuras asham kein. Maybe one would think the baby of a chatas and the timur of an asham should have the same halachas. Tamla rak, divi rabbi shmal. Where's the limitation? Okay, we have to put together what's going on here. So again, we're trying to figure out right now. The question was, Reish Lakish, we felt that if you had Mifurashim, Malas Mifurashim for Chatas of a Nazir, based on the Xeris Kasav, you should be able to use those monies of Chatas Nazir to use for Nadava. So Gemara says, you know what the answer is to that? Kvar Paskatani Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel went through this whole shtickle, which we didn't finish just yet. Or we finished, we have to understand what's going on here. Based on this, somehow it's supposed to answer the Shaila of Reish Lakish. Now let's take this step by step. The pasuk says, "Rak hadashecha asher yiluchad v'nederecha," that all your kachim should be used. And Rabbi Shmuel interprets this referred to the vlad of a kachim and tumurasim. That the same halachas will apply if there's an animal and there's a vlad of the carbon, or there's a tumur of the carbon. You should do the same exact maisim to them. Looking along Tosis for a second here. Right. Everything's the same here. You should, again, the Vlad and the Tumur of Kachim, you should treat them the same way and bring them onto Mizbech. Then the Gemara said, maybe you should have the same halacha when it comes to a Vlad Chatas. If a Chatas that has a baby, or you do a Tumur of an Ashram, maybe the same halacha should apply and you should treat that Vlad Chatas and the Tumur of Ashram as a real carbon. And Tamil Rak, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rak limits only, there's a limitation. We don't include Vlad Chatas, we don't include Tumur of Ashram. So how does this answer the question, though? I I think the Gemara is going to come back to
yeah,
this, though. Okay,
that's
let's keep going. So that's all Rabbi Shmuel.
Right.
Rabbi Kiva now, Omer. Rabbi Kiva says, Eino tzarch, you don't need this whole drasha. Because I read who Omer already says, Asham hu, Babi Yasa, Yehei. You should already be the Asham is what it is. What I mean, Asham is what it is. So it says, you see the Tosos here, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Eino tzarch, it's Pasha, you don't need to exclude, use the Pasha Rak to exclude Tumas Asham. Because Asham who? Only the actual Asham can be treated as an Asham, but nothing else, not any outgrowths of it. A Tumur of an Asham won't work. Only Asham who, very specific. Okay, so that's Machlokas, basically what it comes down to between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Does Asham, Tumur's Asham require a Pasha? Do they not require a Pasha? But Katani, what it comes out from this line you could pull away is it says Yachol Yalim Levesa Bechir Vim Namehem Maim Mazon B'Shul Yashem Musu. We have to have a minute to think. Maybe you should take the Vlad Kachim and take the Timuras Kachim, bring them to Har Bayis and hold back water and mazon from them in order for them to die. Tamalomer the pasuk says no. Vasisa Olasecha. You should make them an Oli. You should treat them like a regular carbon. So asks the Gemara now. Amai Ha Vlad Chatasu the Gemirin Ba. Misa, ilav kra. So, let's see.
Right, so it seems that only the Lord of the Chatas is the one that is alacha l'masha misina. That should be killed.
The only Vlad Chatas should be killed?
Yeah. But it seems from here that also the Vlad from other Korbanos.
We have the halacha, we mentioned this yesterday already, that we have a different halacha Moshe Mitzinai, that remember, Chata Shemesa Bale, the Chata is Tzamusu. Chata Sheniskapru Bale, the Chata is Mesu. One of them is also that a Vlad Chatas is Mesu as well. That's the halacha Moshe Mitzinai, Vlad Chatas. So that being the case, again, am I have Vlad Chatas digamirin ba Misa?
Right, how can you know that? Because it seems that it's implying that also Vlados of Shlamim, you don't give them mime and you let them die. But it would seem that it's only that shouldn't be the case.
We're saying by Shlamim.
I mean, that's what I was explaining here, because it's Ve'asisa Olasecha to tell us to teach us that they don't die.
The reason why they don't die, not because of the pasuk. You don't need to tell me a pasuk that you don't kill Vlad Shlamim. The fact that the halacha tells us that only Vlad Chatas dies indicates that a Vlad Shlamim wouldn't die.
Right.
Okay. So why do you need a pasuk to tell me that a Vlad Shlamim doesn't die? It's very much implied from the fact that halacha Moshe Mitzinai tells us Vlad Chatas does die,
right.
This wouldn't die. Okay, so again, so am I have Vlad Chatas with the Gemara in Bamitza. Only Vlad Chatas is their Gemara, is their Halacha Moshe Mitzinai that it dies, but not by Shlamim. So the Gemara says, Ilav Kra, had we not had the Pasuk, which told us that you don't kill Shlamim, you actually be your Makir Vlad Shlamim, had we not had that Pasuk, I would have thought Vlad Chatas Bechol Makom. A Vlad Chatas, in any case, let's see, should die.
Right, the Vlad Chatas, you don't even have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash.
It could die wherever. Kamash Milan, what it tells us in the Pasuk is Delo. Delo what? That no, you don't kill the Shlamim at all. Now the Loch is that Vlad Chatas, you have to kill Dafka by Makom Beis HaBachira. But that's only in the Havamina, and this is what we're saying here. Not sure. But either way, what comes out of the end of the Gemara here is that...
Here, it's the kid's asking.
Oh, yeah?
It says, דחר קשה להבין מה אבי אמינה שהצטרפו לילדתם בבית המקדש ועד כדי שמותו שם ולמה לא ימותו אתם במקומם. וחידושי רבינו פרץ מבאר את אבי אמינה שאם היה הדין שימותו במקומם, יבואו לטעות ולומר שחולים הם ויבואו להשתמש בהם באיסור. לפיכך הצריכה התורה להעלותם לבית המקדש שמעלים שם את כל הקודשים וידעו הכל שקודשים הם. אבל בחטאת שקדושתו חמורה לא יבואו לזלזל מתוך שמתה במקומה ולפיכך אין צריכים להעלותם.
So I mean, it's just really gzeira, so people shouldn't think it's a chulin. Interesting here, they point on the back here that how do you kill the animal, a vlad chatas? You kill it by holding back money, food and water. And Rashi says, as the Gemara Kedushin says, you're machnisin lakipa, you place them in the jail, don't feed them any food. But the Gemara Rashi in Sanhedrin daf kuf yud beis mabeis, it tells us that you bring the kachim izbeach, the way you kill them, at least by an ir nedachas, is by giving them the sorim. You starve them and then you feed them with barley and their stomachs blow up. So,
but that doesn't apply here.
Right, so exactly. I would answer that by only by ir nedachas, perhaps, but not by this case. He's pointing out here, it sounds like there's a different way to kill them. Okay. Fine. The Gemara now says on the top of Chaf Hei and Beis, two lines down, Katani, what the Brayis also tells us, is that...
I'm sorry,
yeah.
So just to review what we just said. So basically...
I'll summarize what we did so far. The Reish Lakish, we had the discussion what to do with the leftover, with the most stumim.
Right.
Of the Nazir who's mace. So everyone agreed that most stumim can be used for Nadava, but what was the source? What was the reason?
Right.
Any extra nedarim are used for nedavos. And the only case you have of a neder having a chatas is a nazir. So the neder of a chatas can be transferred into nedava, special gzeres hakasav. And we're asked, okay, so wait a second, what happens if that's only by maos stumim? What about maos mefurashin? That should have the same halacha, even though I designated this money for chatas.
According to Rosh Lakish, not
exactly.
According to
Rav Yochanan had a very limited halacha
right,
mefurashin.
Right. That's it.
But Rosh Lakish had a gzeiros kasev, so how does this fit into the answer here? Yes, exactly. Now, full circle, has it answered the question according to Rosh Lakish? Did we answer the question yet?
That's, I don't know, because we came back to this...
I'm not sure we answered the question. Maybe we did. Let's see. Okay. We're supposed to answer the question before we analyze the Braisa. After we quoted the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Kiva, that was supposed to be the answer already. The Braisa tells us that whether it's Rabbi Yishmael or Rabbi Kiva, the Moser Behema Chatas Mesa, the extra Behema dies. That's the Gzeres HaKasav there.
Right.
And the same applies to the maos chatas, so to the money designated for chatas. So even though Reish Lakish has the gzeres kasav of the chol nedreim, the chol nedvosam, but there's this other pasuk that tells us if you have mefurashin, if you have maos designated for chatas, that also has to go yahamelech, right? Okay. And then we went on to just start analyzing the brayso. So Gemara is going to further analyze the brayso now in Chaf Hei Amud Beis, two lines down, Katani. Katani yachol af vlad chadas v'tumras ashum ke. One might think that just like when it came to the vlad of other animals and tumor of other animals, you treat them as full-fledged karbanos. So maybe also the vlad of a chadas should be used as a karbon, or the tumor of an ashum should be used as a karbon. Tamil rak. The pasuk says rak is a word that limits, it excludes, and therefore we, for whatever reason, they excluded these two cases of a vlad chadas and tumras ashum. They're not subject to the lachas of karbanos. Says the Gemara, Lam Likra. What's the need for the pasuk? Why do you need the pasuk of Rak? Hilcha Sagamirle. We have a halacha Mosh Mesinai that a Vlad Chatas Lemisa Azil. That the Vlad Chatas dies. You don't need the Rak to tell me the Vlad Chatas dies. Because the Mesorah tells us the Vlad Chatas is Mesa. Hachanami, you're right. You don't need a pasuk when it comes to Vlad Chatas. The Kro, and the pasuk says the word Rak is coming to Kro La Asham Hudasa. That was needed for the Asham. But in Echanami, the word rak wasn't needed to tell me. Vlad chatas dies. One of the five mesorahs we have that we kill the chatas animal. So the word rak is coming to say that an asham is not, a tumaras asham is not subject to the lachas of karbonos.
But a vlad asham, yes.
A vlad asham, I guess it would be.
Meaning, what we're saying is that the Tmuras Chatas and Evlad Asham, yes, or we're just saying it's or there is no such a thing as a there has. Is there a Tmuras Chatas? I don't understand why one. It's just a specific, why. Well, I
Yeah,
guess it has to be a
here.
limit somewhere
It
else.
means both, actually. I don't know why it separates them, but I think Vlad and Timuras Asham.
It could be Vlad and Tmura of both Asham and Chatas.
I think so. Yeah, it says here, it says Vlados of Tmura Shachatas in my Masifta.
Okay, so that's it.
So I'm not sure why they separated, though. I don't remember if there's a difference. Yeah, I wonder why they do separate it like that. Let's just look for one second here. Yeah, they also, before they said the same thing, they applied to both, but whatever reason, the Gemara separated it. Okay, so either way, the Pasuk Rak does not need to be used to exclude a Vlad Chathas, because if a Vlad Chathas dies from already a Halacha Moshvisina that we have. So the Gemara says, okay, so the word Rak is coming to exclude only a Tumoras Ashim. Where he says, wait a second. So, the Kral Ashim Hudasa. Ashim Nami Hilchasa. It's also a Mesorah that we have from Moshe Mer Sinai that Ashim also doesn't die, but it grazes. We have to let it graze until it gets a mum. How do we, what, where do you find the Mesorah for that? Kol She'ilu Bechadas Mesa Bashim Roa. The klal is, the Mesorah is, that whenever the Chathas dies, that same exact scenario by Asham would be Roa, would have to graze until it has a mum. So there's no need for the Basic Rak. Rak is not needed to exclude anything. We have Halacha Moshe Sinai, which excludes both cases. Ela Gemara explained, had we had only the Halacha Moshe Sinai without the Pasuk, we would have the Mesorah. V'yakrivei lo lochaivela, and had they gone against the Mesorah and was makriv the Vlad Chatas or the Tumas Chatas or Vlad Ashram or the Tumas Ashram, any of those four cases, it wouldn't be chayiv anything. It wouldn't be chayiv an Isser. Which Isser would it be? It wouldn't be Chulin Bazar, would it? Oh, yeah, okay. We'll see in a second where the Isser would be. Person would be makir of this karbanos, even though they weren't supposed to, there wouldn't be an iser involved. Kamashvlan from the pasuk, Kamashvlan kra, di makrivle, if you are makrivay Vlad or Tumuras Chatas or Vlad or Tumuras Ashem, karm lebase. They say rakad shecha.
Right.
So that's it. The Halach Mashvishina tells us what's supposed to be done, but if you don't do it, there's no such thing as violating, there's no violating an iser. There's not one of the 613 mitzvahs, Halach Mashvishina is. There's no, you don't chalk up an iser there. Once a pasuk formulates it as an iser rak hadshecha, then there would be a violation of an iser aseh. That's what we learn from the pasuk. The Gemara now quotes from the Braisa before that Rabbi Kiva Omer Eino Tzara Harehu Omer Ashem Hu Abiyasa Yehe. The pasuk rak was coming to tell us that Vlad Ashem is not included. You don't treat it as a carbon. Rabbi Kiva says there wasn't a need for that pasuk rak to exclude an Ashem because the pasuk says Ashem Hu. Ashem Hu, only an Ashem itself is treated as a as an ashram, as a carbon, but not a tamura or of a vlad of a ashram doesn't work. So lama likra. So why do you need a pasuk? Gemara gemirin le. We have the Gemara, the mesorah that we already said before. Kol shabachatas mesa b'ashram roa. Hachanami. Kol shabachatas mesa b'ashram roa. Whenever the case is that a chatas dies, in this case a vlad chatas dies, the tamura's chatas die, so then the case by the ashram, a vlad ashram, a tamura's ashram should be roa. You don't need to tell me, Ashim have Yasa Yehe. Ashim whom? So Gemara says, Eina Chanami, you're right, you don't need the Pasuk. So what's the need for, so why does Rabbi Kiva quote a Pasuk of Ashim whom? Yasa Kra, when the Pasuk comes along, it's Lidirav. It comes to teach me halacha by what's Rav's halacha? Dama Rav, Rav holds, Rav Huna. Dama Rav, the name of Rav, Ashim Shinitek Luria, Vishachtu L'Shem Ola, Kasher. So what's going on here? So you have a halacha in Asham that was taken off to the side to go to be roeh, to graze until it has a mum. It was a case where maybe the Ashim had.
Yitzak et Muras Asham, or Asham Shenit Kapruvala be Korban
Right, so
Acher.
then,
Maybe they lost it and then they found it.
exactly, they had this Ashim, they lost it. He
Right.
designated another Ashim, brought the second one, then they found the first one. So now there's Ashim, nothing to do with it. I have no chiv to bring an Ashim anymore. So it grazes until there's a mum. When there's a mum, you pull to the animal and you take the money to buy Nola. So what's this telling us here? So again, Rav says Ashim Shenit Dekleria, an Ashim that was already appointed to go graze until it has a mum. Ola, and a person shechs it instead incorrectly before there's a mum and shechs it for the purpose of an ola, kasher. It's already kasher. You're allowed to bring it. You're allowed to follow through and bring it as an ola, even though he wasn't supposed to, even though he jumped the gun. So the Gemara's medayik, taima denitek, only because it was set aside to be roeh in the field. Halo nitek, lo had not been designated. Let's say the person still had an obligation to bring the ashram. It still was his chiv. It was never said to go graze because he fulfilled his chiv yet. He didn't fulfill his chiv yet. It's still a chiv to bring the ashram. Then lo, then if the person went ahead and shechted this ashram,
As an
at all,
ola.
it wouldn't work. Damar kra, hu bav yasi. So how does Rav know this halacha? Because ashram has to be what it is until it's been nitek, until it's been uprooted, until it's been nekar to the purpose of being assigned to go graze. Until that point, it has to be an ashram. And if a person were to go ahead and shecht his ola, that wouldn't work.
So basically, we need the pasuk, right? It's more complicated when you get to.
Right. No, the idea is that Rabbi Kiva quotes a pasuk, Ashem Hu. So Ashem Hu tells me that only an Ashem is shechted, but not a tumur of a vlad of an Ashem.
Right.
Whereas you don't need a tumur and a vlad to be excluded, because that's what we have from Halacha Moshe Sinai, that whenever Chatas dies, the parallel case of an Ashem goes to
Goes to
graze.
grace.
So if a vlad Chatas and a tumur Chatas die, then a vlad and tumur Ashem were to go graze. So you don't need a pasuk. That's the
Right.
Masorah. So the Gemara says, no, they need a pasuk for it, or a different case. An animal of a shenis kapru baleha, or shenevda, and they appointed another ashram. So now this ashram, they found the lost ashram. This ashram is now no longer necessary.
Right.
So then that ashram, once it's designated for nitak, it's nitak l'ri, it's already said, given a different assignment, it's no longer considered ashram hu. It's considered already removed from the ashram. And if you one were to shecht it for an ola, you'd be yote. But if it still has the ability, it still has the kedusha of ashram to it, it's still Ashem
Because,
Hu,
right.
then, because I still have my chiv to bring the Ashem, then if I shecht it for an Ola, it wouldn't work. I wouldn't fulfill my chiv. Okay, all right, we'll stop here.
All right.
Some interesting Karbano stuff.
Yeah.